This is Drew Mackey, and you're listening to Singing Mountain. That opening track is Shinobi Walk from the Sega Genesis game Shinobi 3 Return of the Ninja Master, which I think of as being perfectly representative of the theme of this episode and a type of video game music I like to call big city music. It's what you hear when you're walking around some urban environment, usually more on the side of contemporary metropolis than future dystopia, and it was a type of era you frequently had to punch, kick, or shoot your way through in action games and scrolling beat-em-ups. This type of music is hip, it's cool, it's usually riffing on genres of music that aren't typically synthy 80s pop so much as funk or hip-hop, and I suppose that may well be because of the musical associations we tend to make with that term urban. I grew up in a small town, and even then the house I lived in was in the country, so for the most part, the only kind of urban exploration I got to do happened in video games. Today, I live in Los Angeles, a very big city, and while most of the city navigation skills I learned in 80s and 90s video games do not apply in real life, believe me, I would be lying if I said this sort of music doesn't pop into my head when I'm surrounded by skyscrapers, which is still a crazy thing to wrap my head around because I grew up surrounded by oak trees and cows. If I had to pick one touchstone video game for this particular mood I'm trying and possibly failing to describe, it would have to be Final Fight, which I've always thought of as a game that made grimy big city life look kinda beautiful in its own special Capcom way, and it was a game I played repeatedly on the Super NES. In addition to being a tribute to city music, this episode is also a sequel kinda sorta to the previous episode, Drive Into the City. See, you drove into the city and now you're here. I was on the fence about it last episode, but I think this is in fact going to be part two of a three-part series. So get ready for the exciting conclusion next week, and then after that you'll get my annual Halloween episode. My first block of city sounds is going to be pretty mellow, actually, starting with a level 5 theme from the TurboGrafx version of Bloody Wolf, a Data East run and gun originally released for the arcade in 1988. After that, it is The Streets from the Genesis adaptation of Predator 2, sounding remarkably more laid back than I remember anything in the movie Predator 2 as sounding. This is a city you'd actually want to be in, thanks to a soundtrack by Matt Furness. Third is a little interlude from the Super Famicom RPG Benkei Gaiden, titled Theme of Struggle, composed by Masashi Kageyama. And then fourth is Things Are Looking Up from Rival Turf, composed by Yasuhiko Tashiba and Atsuyoshi Isamura. Released by Jalico, Rival Turf is very clearly the product of minds that were also very enamored with Final Fight, and I think I remember renting this game back in the day and not being impressed with it. That said, I dig the soundtrack a lot, and this selection in particular. Maybe it's just the track title, but it makes me think of walking around in a big city and looking up at all the tall buildings, which is something I still catch myself doing, and I've lived here a full decade now. TBD on how well it holds up, but I'm trying my best to continue the little narrative thing I've got going on here. So after walking through the easy, laid-back parts of the city, presumably with some punching, I thought the difficulty should increase a little bit, so the next block of songs all hit just a little bit harder. We're going to start with Akira's theme from the Genesis port of Virtua Fighter 2, a game I have no memory of existing at all, and I'm kind of impressed that they managed to get Virtua Fighter 2 in any form onto the Sega Genesis. The original arcade game soundtrack is credited to Takanobu Mitsuyoshi, Takayuki Nakamura, and Akiko Hashimoto, but I'm seeing here and there that the arrangement for this Genesis port is actually credited to Shogo Sakai of Nintendo fame, and I'm surprised to see his name on a Sega title. Honestly, I didn't know that was a thing. After that is Enemy Enforcements from Langrisser 2, a tactical RPG released for the Sega Genesis, which I'm betting did not take place in a gritty urban environment, but I'm also willing to pretend the song fits this theme anyway, because that's what I do on this show. Third is BGM 12 from Bubblegum Crash, Night Saber's 2034, a PC Engine adaptation of the sequel series to Bubblegum Crisis. I'm seeing that game's composer as Makiko Ito. And then fourth is Sea Boss from the Genesis game Dino Land, which I played two episodes ago, and which is a pinball game starring dinosaurs, but which also has a pretty cool soundtrack that doesn't sound like it should be in a game that's a pinball game starring dinosaurs. And then this track in particular, by title, I'm guessing is a boss track, but it doesn't really sound like a boss track. It's not quite that intense, but it sounds like something fishy is up. I really can't put my finger on what this song is making me feel, but it's making me feel something, and you will get to decide for yourself what it makes you feel. Have a listen. Thank you. So yeah, a lot of the music you're going to hear in this episode is something that would be more appropriate in an action game, but sometimes video game urban environments can have a more melancholy vibe, and that's what this next block is about. The mental image I want to give you for this next section is the rough part of town, but at sunset. I might just miss walking around my city, to be honest, now that I'm thinking about it halfway through this episode. Oh well. First in this block is the downtown theme from Famicom Tante Club 2, composed by Kenji Yamamoto. This is Nintendo's teen noir visual novel series, and without ever having picked one up, I think I get a fairly good sense of what I'm supposed to feel from this track. After that is something I swore was a mistake, but apparently it is not. It is the stage clear theme from the Super NES version of the action RPG Brandish, soundtrack credited to Falcom Sound Team JDK. This does not sound like a stage clear theme I've heard in any video game ever, and I actually double checked to make sure it was in fact that, and seems to be the case. Can anyone tell me why the game's stage clear theme sounds like a walk through the slums? I mean, I'm glad it exists, it works great for this episode, I just don't quite get the vibe. And then finally in this block, it's the credits roll theme to Golden Axe 2, composed by Naofumi Hataya. It might not sound like it fits the medievalish Conan the Barbarian-ish setting of this series, but the first game actually has some musical departures that don't sound like they should fit either. They actually sound pretty good, just brings in more of a contemporary sound than you might expect.
Thank you.
Next up, not the last block, but the next to last block. This is where the game actually gets hard. This is where the arcade original was designed to eat as many quarters as possible. Thank God for unlimited continues. However, three of the four tracks you're going to hear in this block come from games that are nowhere near Final Fight territory. First up is a track from the Genesis RPG Crusader of Senti, composed by Motokazu Shinoda. Again, I had to double check this one because the track name didn't seem to fit with what it sounded like. The track name is Water Lily, and I have some very specific associations with Water Lily, and they don't sound like this. This sounds like action, so perhaps there's some reason that water lilies are action-packed in this game. Maybe someone can tell me. Next is Dungeon 3 from Princess Minerva, a Super Famicom port of an RPG originally released for the PC-98. It has a really good soundtrack, and I'm going to be playing a lot of it in future episodes. Credit for that soundtrack goes to Hiroaki Iwatani. And then third is Blue Moon Factory, the theme of the Art of Fighting boss Mr. Big, a bad guy, as you could probably guess. This version actually comes from the Sega Genesis port of the Neo Geo Fighter, which, it should be said, also owes a great debt to Final Fight. Even if Art of Fighting is a one-on-one fighter and Final Fight is a scrolling fighter, clearly they are working with the same DNA.
Thank you.
So I'm actually including one extra block of music in this episode, partially to make up for having taken last week off, but also because I'm such a big fan of Final Fight that I wanted to send this episode off with a tribute to the Super NES trilogy. First, you're going to hear Bay Area from the original Final Fight, then the excellent Bust Up the Railway from Final Fight 2, and finally, For Metro City, a real banger of a track from Final Fight 3, which I always thought was an underrated and sort of forgotten game in the series and in the Capcom universe as a whole, but then Capcom went and put the one female playable character from this game, Lucia the Cop, in the new update of Street Fighter V, which I was not expecting. So, go Capcom. Go Lucia. And that's it. As I said earlier, and as you maybe noticed, I took last week off. Not to be lazy, but actually to kick off a new project that you may be interested in if you're generally into what I do on Singing Mountain. Maybe. The new project is called Deep Cuts and Superficial Wounds, and it is a music podcast. Not VGM, but 80s music. Specifically the kind of 80s music you might like if you're into the synthy goodness of that era, but you'd want to hear those core 80s elements incorporated into music you actually never heard before. It's Italo Disco and New Wave and some eclectic stuff from around the world, and it's something I've wanted to do for a while, and honestly, it could not have happened without Singing Mountain, because Singing Mountain kind of laid the framework for how I do a music show. If you listen to the new show, you'll notice that it's structured very similarly. And yes, it will be giving Singing Mountain a run for my time and attention, but you'll just have to believe me, I do have the drive to do both. And in any case, I'm just doing 10 episodes to see if this is something anyone actually even really cares about, and then we'll judge from there. There is a link to it in the show notes. If you have any questions, comments, or criticisms about Singing Mountain, the easiest way to reach me is on Twitter, either at DrewGMackie, M-A-C-K-I-E, or at SingMopod, S-I-N-G-M-O-P-O-D. You can also follow Singing Mountain on Facebook. Just search for Singing Mountain and click on the one that is not a bakery. Please subscribe, and if you like the show, please give me a rate and review, because those are helpful for every reason you've heard on every podcast ever. Please do support Singing Mountain on Patreon if you're inclined. Patreon.com/Singing Mountain. Because this is part two of a three-parter, I decided that the all music, no talk version of these episodes will be a supercut or a best of these three episodes turned into like one big long file that maybe you can just lose yourself in. But yes, that is my plan from here on out, is to take the episodes I release on the main feed and then turn them into music-only episodes on Patreon. So if part one was driving to the city and part two was walking around the city and the city getting darker and more dangerous, what do you think the third one's going to be? I mean, I know, I'm just wondering what you would guess it would be. You will have to find out next week. I do, however, have one final track for you. And if you've waited this long and wondered when I was going to play something from Streets of Rage, well, it's now. Final Fight might be the series that I like best, but I can't deny that the Streets of Rage games have amazing soundtracks, and the first one in particular, because the second two get bold and experimental, and that on its own is very impressive, but that first game soundtrack is iconic, and I just love it so much. So I'm closing this episode with Dilapidated Town from Streets of Rage, composed by Yuzo Koshiro. It is a classic. It is something that actually sort of makes sense as a lead-in to what I'm going to be doing next week with part three. That gives you any hints. See ya.
Table Cakes production.